I'm Morgan Springer from Next and the New England News Collaborative. We're going to take some time to focus on elections in Maine, because of all the New England states, it's where most of the action is at this November. There's only one Republican serving in Congress from New England. That's Maine Senator Susan Collins, and her seat is highly contested this year. The Cook Political Report, among others, is saying the Collins race is a toss-up between her and Democratic challenger Sarah Gideon, who's currently Speaker of Maine's House of Representatives. If Democrats are going to take control of the Senate, Collins' seat is one of their better bets. Joining us now to talk about the race is Maine Public Radio's chief political correspondent, Steve Missler. Hey there, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So Collins has held this Senate seat since 1996, four terms. Is this her most contested election?
I would say that it is in terms of re-election, but her very first Senate run was actually very, very close. So she narrowly won that. But it was after that that she won convincingly. In fact, she has won in Democratic wave years, including in 2008 when she had what was then considered a very viable and challenger in Tom Allen, but she clobbered him. But this is a different race altogether. And, you know, it's much closer for a lot of reasons, one of which is that we've really seen Collins' once sky-high popularity really is down to the point where she's either the least popular U.S. senator in the country or second, depending on where she and Mitch McConnell are these days.
Yeah, so when you talk to Maine voters who used to support Collins and now say they won't, what's the reasoning that they give?
Well, there's a couple. I mean, one of them, of course, is, you know, what is kind of considered sort of a watershed moment in terms of Collins's career, which was her vote to confirm Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. You know, there were other votes that I think were damaging to her in the sense that they kind of eroded her long coalition, which has always been Republican voters, of course, unenrolled voters or independents, as they're commonly referred to, and Democrats, frankly. I mean, a lot of Democrats, including Democratic women. But I think the Kavanaugh vote and what happened there, you could draw almost a straight line between her decision to vote for him and this like steady decline in support, especially among women. And women, I think, will be a big key in determining whether or not Susan Collins goes back for the fifth term.
And then what about President Trump? Is there any indication that he could be negatively impacting Senator Collins' campaign, particularly among voters who supported her in the past but are not keen on Trump?
Absolutely. I think that's another big factor. Collins, in a lot of ways, has become sort of an avatar for what some voters view as Republicans' unwillingness to check the president, you know, in his behavior and conduct. And Democrats here, including Collins' leading challenger, Sarah Gideon, have really tried to handcuff Collins to President Trump.
You mentioned her vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. We're now in the middle of another Supreme Court nominee confirmation process with Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Senator Collins has said that she will not vote to confirm the nominee until after the election. Why do you think she's doing that? Is it part of what you've been talking about, like walking this thin line?
Well, that's certainly what she's being accused of doing. I mean, what she has said, and she rejects the idea that she's made any sort of political calculation at all. But what she has said is that she's trying to be consistent with Republicans' position in 2016, which, as you know, was that, you know, there shouldn't be a Supreme Court judge confirmed in an election year. Now, she didn't hold that position in 2016. She was one of maybe a handful or even fewer than that Republican senators who voted to hold hearings or wanted to hold hearings for Merrick Garland. That was Obama's pick for the high court. She's not doing that this time. She's basically saying we should wait until after the election.
I mentioned this at the top, but the outcome of this Senate race has an impact well beyond the state of Maine. Can you talk about that?
Sure. I mean, this is a potentially flippable seat for Democrats, which is hard to imagine going back just 3 years ago when Susan Collins looked pretty indestructible. But, you know, 3 years later, she looks very vulnerable. And it's one of maybe a half dozen seats in the country that could very well determine which party controls the Senate in 2021. And, you know, she has a viable challenger in Sarah Gideon. And so, you know, when you put all those things together, you know, Susan Collins is in deep trouble, and definitely in, if not the fight of her political career, is certainly up there.
Steve Missler is chief political correspondent for Maine Public Radio. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Listen to Next on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.